You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass.
I'm Hayden.
And today we have an illustrious guest with us.
Goodness.
Just finished off a beautiful, illustrious run at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Host of two illustrious podcasts.
Ooh.
Two in the Think Tank and the Pop Quiz.
Pop test. Come
the
on,
Pop
Cass.
Test.
Which is a pop quiz, though.
Is it?
Well, it's a quiz.
Is every quiz a pop quiz? What makes a quiz a pop quiz?
You're not expecting it.
Oh. So yours wouldn't be a pop quiz because you go on, surely you know it.
But
you know
it's if a quiz. Somebody puts it on, you know, downloads it onto your phone and starts playing it in your ears.
Oh, yeah. Pop, well, that's a pop.
The pop
quiz,
test.
But the pop is in a different way.
Yeah. Hey, I could be wrong. I'm wrong often.
Mm.
Now, a pop tip quiz does feel like it's something that just appears out of nowhere. It's like a jump quiz, you know, like
a jump quiz.
It's like the jump scare of quizzes.
Alistair Trembley Virgil.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Very Anytime. Illustrious.
I've been looking forward to shutting up for 1 second.
Oh, good luck.
You ready?
Yeah. That there was great. That
That'll
was
do.
Really good.
And today we're talking about aquariums.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite aquarium noise?
Because
there's a lot. There's
I feel like aquariums are fairly silent.
You've not been near one.
That's not true. Sure. I've been near many aquariums.
And do you mean sounds like that you hear from outside the aquarium or when you stick your head in the aquarium?
Both. I'm counting everything.
Everything. You know what? I don't know what makes it. It might be some kind of crab noise, but you hear like all the clicks. You got.
Oh, yeah. I reckon that's a crab noise. Yeah.
I feel like you hear that in the ocean sometimes. You go on and you hear this.
Yeah.
It's probably boats, something.
Well, so I do find boats make a really different noise when you're underwater.
Oh,
they do have a much more like kind of like a.
Yeah, oh, that's not as good.
Like, yeah, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it sounds tinnier. I did end up making a much engineer noise than I was intending.
But I know what you mean.
Well, you're not underwater currently. It's tricky to replicate.
Yeah, but if we could do this one underwater, that would actually be pretty cool.
Oh, sorry. I should have gotten the waters in.
Yeah.
I really like
what's this button do?
I really like it. I don't know if that was good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's fun. You
just may have pinched my lips into a duck bill.
You're also doing it so hard that your eyes are like being grabbed, so I can see the pink bits of your eyes.
Yeah,
that's full on.
The full experience.
Mm, you know, going full platypus mode.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter handle so people can tweet you to request that?
Sure. It's Alistair TB. So Alistair TB.
I've already zoned out.
I will send you a platypus bill shot of me at any request.
But in the DM. You can't put, you have to be,
yeah, and, it can't be on main.
And they have to be individual.
Yeah.
And to prove that, you will write the date and then whoever requests that username on a piece of paper, and then you will stick that to your head and then you do the platypus face.
Yeah, and I need another person to do it, to take the photo because I have to use both hands.
Put a timer.
Yeah, you got self-time, otherwise they'll see it too and it won't be special.
Oh, yeah, true. Right.
Okay, so it's just special. Okay, each individual shot will be unique.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What's your favorite aquarium noise, Cass?
I reckon it's definitely when a fish comes to the surface for the food and it's just like a little.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
like
yes.
The little tiny splashes of like when they just surface.
Mm.
Very delicate noise. Big fan of delicate noise.
That is good. I was watching a pond the other day. It's not really a pond. It was a pot, like a terracotta pot with fish in.
Wow.
Is that a pond?
No.
What is it?
Fish tank.
No. It's a terracotta pot with fish in.
Maybe it is a pond.
What's, yeah.
I imagine ponds are longer than they, wider than they are tall. Was this wider than it is tall?
Oh. Ooh, maybe.
I mean, was it a very big pot?
It was big for a pot, but small for a pond.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, but one of the fish came out, like it was very tranquil and quiet, and then one of the fish, I guess by accident, came to the surface and had a little freak out and went and splashed everyone. Like, oh, fuck.
Too high.
Yeah, just by accident came up for air. Yeah,
you don't see fish breach as much as like the mammals. That
sort of freaked me out.
Yeah.
I mean, feeding a goldfish or a koi or something, that's great because they just open their big maws.
Mm.
You just got to aim.
Yeah.
You aim the flakes.
It's like, what's that restaurant where the guy cooks stuff in front of you and then flicks the eggs into your mouth?
Teppanyaki?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like that.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so messy. What if I do my makeup?
No, but you just catch it in your mouth.
What do you mean you just catch it?
You just catch ears, otherwise you make a mess. You just
so
catch
he's
it.
Like the best man at clown game at the carnival.
It's a very fun show. When you go there, they got a whole routine.
Have you been there?
To one of those places where they Yeah. I went to one with my parents.
In Melbourne?
This was in Queensland. In maybe
of Queensland's got it, we'll have it. There'll be one.
Yeah. And I like, and this is like after kind of like, being involved in sort of stand up and things like that for years, and I was like, this is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like I was like, I'm having so much fun with this guy's gags. You know, he takes the egg and then he moves it like he's been frying some egg for a while, and then he kind of like lifts it up with the two spatulas and he kind of makes it look like a dragon or something like that. And I was like, oh man, that was good.
Wow.
Was like, ah.
They do a thing where they throw an egg up. I've only seen videos of this, and they hold their spatula. It's like almost like a paint scraper, the thing they have. And the egg lands on the edge of the paint scraper's spatula and cracks, but only halfway, in such a way that the egg white slowly drips down the spatula, and then they write with the spatula, and because there's only a little bit of egg white, it like writes a word in egg white.
Oh my God.
It's cool.
I think I did see something like that. Yeah. I was having a real good time.
That's cool.
I didn't
man.
Realize how
we
much
should
of
go. Should we go? What are you doing after this? Should
I would
we go?
Love to go. I can't do it today, but then goddamn I want to do it.
Look, yeah, I've never in my life been more hungry and also needing some entertainment.
Hungry for entertainment.
Dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
It's a real entertainment desert right now. Yeah. And I'm just, in the air. And I got that thirst on for some.
If you had to live in an aquarium,
yeah,
classic fish bowl, what do you think your like setup would be? I would like to have a little castle.
I was going to ask because there's like – Where's your little hidey hole? Because you've got your treasure chests, you got your castles.
I'm not crazy about the big
keep out signs.
I'm not crazy about the treasure chest.
Treasure chest with the bubbles that come
out. I don't know. I'm like, but give me a clam that opens and closes with the bubbles. I'm there for it.
But that would be like us having a thing in our house that was a monkey that poured us soup or something. I don't know.
That sounds, you're describing the best thing in the entire world.
Never mind. I think if were I a
monkey
fish,
that pours me soup, yes, please.
Yeah, like a fake monkey. I was going to be like, yeah.
Fake monkey.
Fake monkey that pours you soup. That still sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'd probably, as a fish, would maybe love a little treasure chest with bubbles. Because I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. No, sorry, clam with bubbles.
Okay, yeah.
To be like, oh, it's a little guy, but it's fake.
Yeah, it's a little guy, but he's fake, and he gives me air, which is the fish equivalent to soup for humans.
Yeah, I think I would like a multi-roomed kind of castle sort of lodging. Maybe like a I don't know why, but a Hansel and Gretel kind of witch's candy house in there.
So it just gets soggy?
It's plastic.
I want it to be like made of the quality of stuff that the fish get.
I don't know if I've is that a thing you've seen? I've never seen that. Are you making that up?
I'm not sure. I think I'm making it up, but I
guess we can just make it up.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You can 3D print anything.
Yeah, these days. You know.
Yeah.
maybe I'd love one of those big skulls.
I was thinking big skulls are cool.
Yeah, big skull.
Yeah. Big skull with an eel in it. That's a cool look.
Yeah
but I'm going to
get that tattooed on me.
Yeah, you're the eel.
You're going to get...
Get a tattooed on you, a big skull with an eel in it, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have bubbles around so the viewer knows he's underwater.
There'll be some kind of...
They'll think it's a dead snake.
No, they won't.
Do you think the eel is the worst creature alive? I don't want to sort of try and tamper with your opinions.
I like the eel. There's a bit of mystery around the eel. I think maybe they've sold it now, but last time I looked, and I feel like I've said this maybe on this very podcast, maybe heaps, but I don't care because it's cool. They don't know how eels reproduce. There's just more eels. There's eels one day, and then one day there's three eels. And they go, what happened? Yeah. They don't know.
I wonder if it's like through sex or something like that.
Well, it's good theory. Good theory. But also, it's also funny because I don't know how they don't know. Because just track an eel. Just put a little clip in.
They're just so unpleasant to look at.
Put two in a tank and give them some sexy juice.
Yeah. And give them some sexy juice.
See what happens.
They still don't know.
They still don't know?
The leading theory is currently external fertilization.
External fertilization.
That's just like laying eggs and then juicing on the eggs.
Yeah, like
everyone gets their own cloud.
Broadcast spawning, I think.
Oh, is that where you just spray jizz everywhere and spray eggs everywhere?
And then you hope, and then
hopefully they meet up.
It literally
I guess
says,
it works.
In which clouds of sperm fertilize free floating eggs.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How would you?
You just go, you just get a feeling.
No, but...
Do they come? Do they have an orgasm? Or they just go, time to jizz, and they jizz.
Or do they just kind of, like, because I mean, sometimes it's like, I mean, this is going into a weird detail, but like a friskiness, a horniness can just feel like a weird buildup of pressure. I'm not saying that that's like not a kind of not like actually like there's a full bag that you're like, I just need like, you know, like a pimple that just needs to be squeezed.
It is almost like a full bag.
I just mean like it's a weird tension that kind of feels like it just needs to be resolved, you know?
Your horniness, so, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. And so sometimes I you know, maybe that's what it is for them. They're like, look, this person's around, yeah, I'm around, I'm getting a bit of pressure.
Yeah.
I should just release
you
that
see,
pressure.
You see a sexy eel? Yeah. Maybe I'll just jizz all over it.
Yeah,
I'm exactly. Just going to spray a bit. I'll feel better if I have a spray. You're right, mate. You don't seem like yourself. I think I just need a spray.
I just need to have a spray. Yeah,
eels get the version of hangry, but it's horngry.
Horngry.
Do you think that's a real emotion if you're too horny? I don't think I've ever felt it. No. But if you're so horny and you can't have an orgasm or in any way, do you think you get cranky?
Isn't that just sexually frustrated?
Yes, I guess you're right. You're horngry.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of like any, like a guy that I know who is a bit like that, I reckon it's not necessarily the horniness. I think there's I'm sure it plays a part, and this is just my own analysis.
Sure.
But that there is a deeper thing there which is like, I am angry with people for nobody wanting to have sex.
Oh, like an incel thing.
Yeah, there's more of like a disappointment with themselves and the world.
And a bitterness.
And then it turns to bitterness that's pointed outwards towards others, you know. I don't know. That could be. But it's. I think it's much more nicely and briefly said as horngry.
Incels are just horngry.
Also, I didn't answer my favorite aquarium sound.
Oh, yeah.
I think I kind of prefer it's what, like when a... It's like a big aquarium, sort of, you know, where and it's the thud of like a, you know, a shark or like a beluga whale like bumping into the glass.
That is fun.
It is a nice gentle noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So something like that, you know.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is pretty sad. Aquariums are pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then occasionally you get those moments where you're like a mariachi band plays for a beluga whale and then you're like,
I guess
this we're
is
connecting.
Good.
This is okay.
Yeah.
But if we could just put
one
glass up.
One thing happened once. Yeah. It's fixed.
If we put glass up maybe around the ocean, maybe get rid of beaches. We'll probably have to do this once, you know, like oceans start raising.
Yeah, we'll probably get to that soon, actually.
Yeah. If we put up glass, and then maybe we can have more one-on-one contact with sort of, you know, the mammal world that lives in the sea.
But,
and then, you know, do those kinds of things more often.
Well, what's stopping us doing it now? You just go to the beach and play a mariachi tune and see if a dolphin will hang out and see it. The sound quality would be better if there's no glass.
You would absolutely, you're just after the accolades from the animals.
That's true. Yeah.
Wait, you're not doing it for the love of the game.
The beluga whale who watched the mariachi band wouldn't have been able to hear the mariachi band.
You don't think so?
Well, no, they're underwater with a huge, thick thing of glass.
It would have sounded different.
It would have been very, like all the low frequency, just like.
Yeah, definitely would have been, but there would have been something there.
Yeah, maybe.
Because like what was it? Like, so because it's like. I reckon that guitar would have been drowned out a fair bit because I was loud enough. I think that trumpet would have got through.
But it would have been really muffled and like.
I mean, if you've never heard a mariachi band.
I guess it's better than no mariachi band, right?
Also people kind of like rhythmically moving
together.
Yeah,
it is very visually pleasing.
Yeah, little outfits.
Little outfits.
You don't get many little outfits as a beluga.
No. What other music has little outfits? Yeah. I guess like rock, hair metal, sort of. They have little outfits.
Yeah. I guess the Beatles the makeups.
In little outfits at the beginning. Yeah.
They did have little outfits, didn't they?
Yeah.
Little suits. And also, I guess that Sergeant Pepper kind of, you know, like somewhat military, but kind of also.
Bit camp. Camp military.
Camp military.
But I feel like
that's, Juggalos.
Oh, Juggalos. True. There's actually quite a lot, isn't there?
Oh, we should get the Juggalos to play for the belugas.
That would be fun.
Belugas don't get magnets either. I think that's nice.
Well, they don't understand magnets?
They either understand magnets better than we ever could or would never even know what a magnet was.
Yeah.
I think it's killer whales, orcas. They have a section, they have a whole lobe of the brain that we don't have for some other thing. I don't know if scientists know what it does. I don't know what it does. Yeah. And that disturbs me.
Yeah, maybe secret what it lobe. Does is it helps eels breed.
Oh, may do.
Could be, I don't know.
Well, you're probably the first person to put that together, so maybe that's something to look at.
Yeah. You're on a science podcast.
Yeah, I run a science podcast, so I should make claims like that.
Do you ever get marine biologists on?
We would. We just haven't done a marine biology-based episode yet.
When you do, ask them about the eel-orca link.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I absolutely will. And because I do, I love fucking talking about. Sorry, I love talking about why whales went back into the sea.
Oh like, yeah, because they went from whales, then turned into wolves. Basically, then went back into whales, didn't they?
Yeah, I think like they went into.
I guess it took a while, but
yeah, they took a while. I mean, I think we all kind of went to this weird, some weird weaselly kind of wolfy type thing, and then eventually they
more of a stout sort of stout thing,
and then they kind of went back into like kind of like hippo-y kind of stuff,
yeah,
and then blubbery,
and then they started getting blubberier and blubberier, and then so just like fuck it, we're gonna cool off. Yeah, it was like maybe it'll be easier if I just stay in this kind of slightly deep water and there's less predators here,
yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But I love spending a bit of time thinking about that. Going back into the sea.
Well, because what are they called? Whales.
Mayo whales.
They've got a specific bone that they wouldn't have. Like, it's just sort of floating around. It's like a leftover thing from their legs.
Mm.
And it just sort of floats there. And it's like it's this useless little bit that never went away because it didn't need to.
And if you look at their fins, if you take off the fin skin, they basically just have a hand.
Their fingers.
And they also get really angry when you do that.
Yeah, they don't love it. But, you know, it's because a hand is, the flipper's kind of like a mitten and it keeps their bones warm.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they've got it figured out? Like, does that here suck?
It does, yeah. It does. You know, I'm telling. Yeah,
but I've seen the ocean, but I know I haven't seen all of it.
Although the ocean is not great, really.
It's, yeah,
I know this can't be right.
Mm.
But the parts of the ocean where whales live have to be really big. Mm. So doesn't it all kind of look the same after a bit?
Yeah, I reckon the ocean is better if you're really big than if you're really small.
Yeah.
But yes, and
no,
a whole
but I
reef.
Think no, but imagine living in a rock pool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That's like my ideal place to live, in a rock pool.
Yeah, like
I think so.
Like, but like, what else is in there? You got
anemones. Like, there's some like crabs and some little shrimpy guys.
Yeah. So you're picturing like that kind of like Nemo's original habitat there. That one.
Well, that's a reef. I'm talking
that
about
was
a rock
reef.
Pool.
You're right. I apologize. I'm so
enclosed
sorry.
One that throughout the day, you know, it's connected to the sea. Then it's not connected to the sea.
Yeah, right.
It's
connected to the sea. You like waves kind of coming in.
Yeah.
At some point, maybe at high tide.
Yeah.
Bringing like, have in your some new water.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your
some kids come and poke you because they're at the beach.
Well, then you get to sting them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What do you picture yourself being in this?
I pictured a man. I'm just me. Small, obviously. Yeah, small, yeah, tiny.
Smaller man.
Maybe with a trident.
That would be really nice.
Yeah.
Would you have legs or sort of like a fish fin?
Well, do I have legs now?
I think so. They're covered in pants. There could be two fins. I know some people.
Yeah, I'd have two fins.
Yeah, two fins. Yeah.
Like normal. Yeah.
Two fins like normal.
I know the answer to this, the trident. Like, why is that the underwater weapon? It's because of Neptune and Poseidon, right? But why do they choose the trident? Do they both choose the trident or have I confused them?
Neptune and who?
Poseidon.
And Poseidon, sorry.
Do you know they're not the same?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Are they related?
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
No, well, one's like Roman, one's Greek. Right. But I always thought they were the same god with different names. One was the Roman version, one was the Greek. But they're completely different.
They're
full on different.
Different.
Do they occupy the same extended universe?
No, they're different. Oh, yeah, it's like DC and Marvel.
Yeah, right.
But it's not like Catwoman and the Catwoman that's in Marvel, where they're basically the same. They're different.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Well, I would say the one benefit of the trident is that it does kind of have that speary kind of, maybe the aerodynamics work, you know, aquadynamics.
Aquadynamics, yeah.
The fluid dynamics work in terms of something that you can sort of.
It goes long distance,
you think. Throw forward, you know, like, or at least,
I guess you're right.
Stab somebody with.
Yeah, because a sword would get all tangled up because you'd have to do a big swing on the side. But if you do a poke, a poke would be pretty good.
Yeah. And I reckon having two others just, you know, triples your chances of getting them.
Exactly.
That's true.
Fish can be pretty slippery and kind of relatively quick in the water.
Yeah. Do people hunt with tridents?
I've seen people hunt with spears that instead of being a single thing at the end, so they're made of wood, they'll split them into three or four little prongs at the end.
But they're sort of like in a triangle configuration.
Yeah, so it's not a fork. It is more of a thing right at the end where you have.
That's probably smarter.
Ones. Yeah.
Could be a more modern design though, you know, maybe, you know, I know that people who go spear fishing now, they do kind of tend to have a three-pronged kind of thing like that, but in the triangle thing that you're talking about. So maybe it's just the updated trident, you know, the trident.
The wooden spear is the new version of the trident,
well,
you think?
Well, I'm talking about spearfishing where people have like a little gun kind of.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you're talking about guns.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about, guns.
It's almost like, I feel like it's kind of closer to a, like a, not a trebuchet. What's the bow and arrow thing where you
crossbow.
Slingshot?
Crossbow. It's kind of, it's kind of like crossbowier. Than it is
So some sort of gun.
Look, it's a gun that shoots a spear.
That is pretty sick. There's not really many, like, you got the harpoon gun and then normal gun. That's kind of the only kinds of gun.
Well, you think they should have like a sword gun?
Well, maybe. I don't know why not.
Isn't that just a crossbow?
Yeah, I think a sword gun would probably be pretty similar to a harpoon gun.
Yeah,
but what if it throws it and it spins?
Oh yeah, like a conker gun.
Yeah,
is that what a conker is?
No.
What?
Conkers? They're like two rocks tied together, and you flick them, and then they tie around.
Underwater?
Oh, does it have to be underwater?
Well, I think we're just combining guns and weapons now. But
yeah, I don't know.
You know, it'd be great to find one that works underwater like that as well. Yeah, like a ninja star. Would that work underwater?
Oh, ninja star in a gun.
No, I don't reckon, because it would have to work against all the water spinning. I reckon.
Yeah, I think less javelin. Spinning. Yeah, javelin.
Straight ahead.
Yeah.
We've reinvented the spear.
Yeah. What about laser gun? Underwater laser gun. Yeah, I think that feels like that would maybe be very effective there, because then you don't have to worry about the water slowing down your.
Yeah. But would it evaporate? Wait, do laser guns, this might be dumb. Are they real, and could they be real?
What kind of laser gun do you
mean? Well, I don't know. One that kills you, if you get it.
No, like, do you mean something that shoots a laser and one portion of laser leaves gun and enters someone else? Or do you mean laser gun like laser pointer?
No, I mean some kind of device that shoots a laser, and that the properties of that laser kill you get hit by it, or at least burn you.
Yeah.
Do you mean like it's... Like, if I were to shoot with the laser gun right now, would the laser be extending from the point of my gun into your soft, soft head?
Yeah. Or what?
Or would it be a bit of laser?
Either way.
Like a broken up chunk.
I think it'd probably be one solid piece because it's the speed of light. But either way.
Okay.
Either one. Do they exist in any way?
I think, from what I've seen on YouTube, there are people who can just make up one laser that is made up of other lasers that can combine to make a laser that produces a fair amount of heat.
Okay.
When it comes in contact with things and can burn wood and things like that.
Cool.
Now, based on just that principle alone, I suppose that you could probably, if you had enough electricity, I don't know if you can get that much electricity in a portable way, but you could probably get enough electricity that you could burn a person and perhaps eventually burn all the way through. And maybe if you just turn it on and off quick enough,
you could get a little snub of light
that just goes through a person. I don't know.
You just have to get some slow moving light, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to tell.
Well, you can slow down light using like different gases and have different mediums that it can go through.
So what
a
you
gas
do is
like. The ocean?
Yeah, gas like the
gas
ocean.
Like water, yeah.
Light does travel slower through water.
All right.
Well, you know, sound travels faster through water.
Yeah.
And further, because the particles are so close together that it takes less energy to like make, because sound is just a wave and the particles are closer together, so it takes
and
less energy.
Just waves.
Whoa.
Well, and do you think that that means that the beluga would have heard the mariachi music faster?
Yeah.
No, because it had to go through air first and slow down.
And the glass. Down.
And
yeah.
the glass, that's yeah.
So if we get the mariachi guys under the water.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Give them some scuba gear and some kind of underwater guitar.
They lose the outfits. You don't have to wear
the wetsuit. It's not that cold.
They do have the problem that then the guy who's playing the trumpet will have to keep going up for the next breath of the trumpet. And of course,
Well, you could maybe get a really long tube. Or I guess you just have a scuba, like the, what do you call them? The breathing device bit.
The breathing device bit on the scuba.
Yeah. That's what we call it. Yeah.
What about instead of doing that, we suspend the mariachi band just above water so they can place the instruments in and play them but still breathe.
Like Mission Impossible style.
Mission Impossible style suspension. The trumpet player sticks end of trumpet into water.
Oh, yes.
The guitar player just leans forward a bit, puts guitar underwater.
Uh-huh. Just the sound
just
hole.
Kinda like, just the sound
they kind of arch their back.
Yeah.
And just kind of get
push it in with their belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is in a mariachi band? Probably drums or some kind of drums in a mariachi band?
I don't know. I always feel like they get that a lot of good rhythm just from the strumming of the guitar.
They've got one normal guitar, then one giant guitar often.
Okay, so you have two like tummy pushes. Yeah. You've got one trumpet where the trumpet's in.
And then obviously the trumpet, uses it kind of like a reverse straw is blowing into it.
A reverse straw?
Then kind of you're pushing air into it. I suppose you'd get bubbles as well from that, right?
Yeah, you would.
I'm still stuck on reverse straw.
Well,
I guess it's not like, it's not like he's like, I guess if he was vomiting.
No, because he's pushing air through the tube into the water, whereas a straw is where you suck water up a tube into you.
No, a straw is a reverse straw. It's not, the straw isn't the process.
I get you. Ignore her.
I get what you're saying. I agree that there is that the straw is just a little bit of tube. I guess I'm.
But in a way, a trumpet.
Talking about in
talking about the process because a trumpet is not naturally a reverse straw, but in that instance, it is. Okay.
I think it's got too many curvy bits. I don't think it would work.
Well, you know, you can get very curvy straws as well.
I think you could push water out, but it wouldn't go in.
What? what? Wait, what? Using a straw as a trumpet as a straw?
If you stuck a trumpet in the water, it curves around too much. I don't think the water would come out the top.
No, we're not talking about sucking out water through a trumpet.
I think you could use a trumpet as a straw if you needed to.
Air gets through it, so
there is
I think
path,
it could.
Right? So like if you were just going, you dip the cone into the...
Yeah, you'd have to. It'd have to, because if it wasn't airtight... It wouldn't. I know. It probably would make the noise if it wasn't airtight. But what we're saying, we're not saying that you could use a trumpet as a straw. Just the act of blowing a trumpet into underwater is the opposite of using a straw to suck up water.
All right.
Because if it's really curvy, it's still.
I think the curves don't matter. Curves are irrelevant.
They don't stop. We're not the
I don't
air
think
from
the curves are irrelevant.
We're not saying that you could use it. I don't think you could use a trumpet as a straw. But that's not.
You've changed your tune.
Have I?
Well, yeah. I think putting the end of your trumpet into the water would also change the tune. I think it would change how the, the sound would come out.
Yeah, I think the beluga would be happy.
What's playing a guitar underwater the opposite of?
Let's see.
Okay, so we're plucking strings.
Let's not do this. Do you want to hear some aquarium facts instead?
I would love to.
I just have to get them. I said, do you want to hear some, but I didn't have them ready.
Do you want to hear some aquarium
facts? I can't hear you. Oh, you can do better than that. Oh. Do you want to hear some aquarium facts? This is from thetravel.com with a list of 10. I'm not going to read all 10 because a lot of them are boring. Uh-huh. But number six is octopuses are sneaky.
I've heard about this.
One of them, according to Business Insider, that's a different one. There was an octopus in Germany that kept squirting on water above the lamp to kill the light, to like break the circuit in it. Because he didn't like the light. Mm. It's not really sneaky, it's just clever. There was also a time where an octopus actually created a small flood in California by messing with the valves. Don't know when or where this... Oh, I know where it was. I don't know when this was, and I also don't know what the small flood, sort of how big it was, and I also don't know what the valves were. I didn't really go into any detail.
That could have just been puddle, right?
It could have been a small... Yeah, what's the smallest flood you can have while still being a flood?
I guess, would the puddle need to go from each corner of the room?
I think you're right.
The whole floor of a room?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Would you consider that a flood? My room was flooded.
But why would an octopus have access to valves?
Maybe he's playing a trumpet underwater.
Maybe. Did you know this as well? In most aquariums, every single thing that dies in the aquarium gets an autopsy.
Really?
Isn't that nice?
I suppose if you're running a sort of, because they're kind of conservation things, so maybe
they pretend they are. I think they're often they're not.
Yeah.
Like I think, I guess there's probably a sliding scale, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, what is SeaWorld? Not very conservation-y because whale prisoners.
They have, they're conservationists in that they don't want their animals to die because then they'd have to get a new one and that's annoying.
Probably it's probably
they're conservative, but they're not conservationists.
Yeah.
But I think that's funny. A little fish getting a full-on autopsy when it just probably like got hit in the head by another fish or something.
But what if the water was poison?
That's true. I think that's probably why they do it, just to make sure the water's not poison.
Yeah.
They probably also test the water.
You think they taste the water?
I said test.
Oh, right.
Taste test the water.
But I guess
fish died. We should probably taste the water.
Yeah, go on. Everyone gets a glass. Go on. It's poison.
Yeah, there was poison. That's fun.
Yeah.
But fish decide to come back to land now.
I reckon there's actually that fact is maybe a tiny little bit incorrect just because.
You reckon the travel.com lied to me?
The only reason is because I reckon that sometimes they must go like, what happened to our eel? And then they go, oh, our groper ate the eel or whatever, you know, whatever creature would eat another creature.
Yeah.
And then they would probably not autopsy that eel if it was just inside the stomach of a groper.
That's true. Maybe they autopsy the shit of the groper.
Oh,
wouldn't that happen like every day in the aquarium where fish would eat the other fish?
Surely, right?
Because in the Melbourne Aquarium, at least, there's like a ginormous tank. It's got like sharks and gropers and little other fish in it. How do they not? Because they get fed. They must get fed other fish.
Yeah,
like the sharks. So how do they know that? I guess they're just not used to eating fish that move.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. The fish in the ocean
somehow survive for
each other all the time.
Yeah, I know, but there's enough of them still.
Yeah, but also, the aquarium, it's a finite amount of fish.
Is it because they've created an ecosystem? Wouldn't they breed?
Well, I don't know if they have. It look like they have. I don't know if they actually have. It's probably pretty tough to do, to create a whole functioning ecosystem.
Yeah. Do you think it's right that there are penguins in the aquarium?
No, that seems wrong.
Yeah,
they're too warm. They're too big, they're too smart, and the aquarium bit's too small. And also, for some reason, I mean, I know, I get why. This is the Melbourne Aquarium. They made the enclosure white, because that's where penguins live, in the snow.
Mm.
But because it's not actually snow, it just is covered in shit. And it's very obvious. And it looks so gross.
Yeah, that's real bad.
And you can't, like, even, it's probably relatively clean. There's so many of them. They shit so often because they're birds. They shit all the time.
Yeah.
They're just always covered in dirty shit.
Then you feel bad because they just
it looks gross.
Piles of shit.
You know what's also crazy is that when you, because you know how like people say that this thing that that birds came from dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
I think birds are technically still dinosaurs.
Yeah, like a chicken and a T-Rex are super related.
Oh, yeah.
And that means that penguins are dinosaurs. And
in a way.
It's kind of just an odd thing to think of penguins as also being kind of descended from dinosaurs.
Well, there's that thing as well where birds just aren't really that related to each other. They're like just different trees of evolution that have evolved this in similar ways.
Aren't a lot of things like that?
Yeah, trees are like that.
How many entry points were there into bird species? Like into the category, like as in when I say entry points, I mean how many times did birds independently evolve from non-birds?
Yeah.
But I don't know. My guess will be that they do all have a common ancestor, but then they've kind of gone via very different paths.
Basically trees are just, they're not really a type of thing. It's just they have the same qualities that are good for surviving. So, you know, one kind of tree and another kind of tree aren't really related to each other, but that tree will be more related to like shrubs that have the same sort of, that's where they came from.
As in they would have all had some plant origin of some sort.
Well,
right?
Yeah, because they're both plants.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I mean like, because I guess, yeah, because what I'm, I guess, oh, maybe I'm wrong about this crabs thing, because people keep saying
things
keep evolving into crabs, but then they must all come from crustaceans first.
Not necessarily. No. I mean, if you're a little rat, right, and then there's another little bird, and then the bird's like, I'm going to become a crab, and the rat's like, I'm also going to become a crab because I think it's cool to have a hard shell and walk sideways and live in the ocean.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be that related, and they just independently had the same.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, evolution is just whatever works, and the same stuff works, you know?
Yeah, put a hat on.
Mm.
Yeah,
you can find
that's
a niche.
That's most of it.
Yeah.
Put a hat on.
Put a hat on it. Put a hard hat on.
Do you want to know some facts about aquariums?
I would love to.
Yeah.
If you run an aquarium or do aquariums.
Wait, are you doing history?
Yeah, that's the one. Do you want to know the history of aquariums?
Yeah.
Here's a fact I found. This is to explain the history.
Okay.
Aquarists. That is the name for someone who does an aquarium, makes one, keeps
it. Aquarists.
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 Yeah. Yep. Aquarium. That sounds like it's like a Latin or something like that, or Greek word, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, according to Britannica.com, the earliest known aquarists were the Sumerians. And they kept fish in artificial ponds at least 4,500 years ago.
I wonder if
fish keeping is still dated, like from Egypt and Assyria.
Terracotta probably as well.
Yeah, oh, probably. Yeah.
That sounds like it would be old.
How long ago was this?
This is 4,500 years ago.
Oh, cool.
Ancient Sumerians are like the first culture, I think, that we know about, right?
Yeah, right. Like a big city culture sort of thing.
It's where money started and things like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
But the first instance of like contained, because these were just artificial ponds, not just artificial ponds, but the first instance of like indoor aquariums was in Rome. The ancient Romans used to keep these relatives of carps in marble boxes in the guest bedrooms.
Oh, wow.
Very fancy. Thank you, farmersfeedco.com.
Thank you.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah, and that's cool.
These people posit that the reason that they had all this like fresh stuff in the why they had fish in marble barrels or basket things was just so they could be like, ooh, see, fish so fresh, you'll eat so well tonight.
Mm. Well, Romans love doing
it. It was
that.
A flex.
They love
a bit
of like look, I can control nature. I can move nature around. Imagine how
did that
pain
heaps.
In the ass that would be to move a big thing of marble from a lake.
That
to
for
a,
the Romans is nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
I'm keeping,
for us.
Yeah. keeping fish in a rock.
Yeah.
They they put lions and gorillas and stuff in the Colosseum.
Yeah, they were like, they're let's flood it.
Yeah, they flooded the Colosseum.
Did they?
Yeah, just to have boat battles in there.
The boats had to have
just
flat bottoms.
You could start a new venue, but I guess it's a pain in the ass having
to build
Colosseum.
A whole Colosseum.
Yeah.
That would take more than one day to build. Anyway, on that note, I've been Aiden.
I've been Kaz.
And I have been Alistair Trombley-Burchell.
ATB, you're on the very funny Two in the Think Tank podcast.
That's right.
Where you come up with five sketch ideas in a episode. I've been listening to it heaps.
Oh,
it's very funny.
Thank you very much. And if you go and if you YouTube Two in the Think Tank 300 episode, then you will see, I believe, both of these people.
Yeah, we're on there.
Yeah, we pop in.
Yeah.
And so it's there's a lot of hours, but I think.
How many hours did you end up going for?
18, maybe. It was like an 18-hour
video. Yeah, so for those who don't know, every 100th episode you do, so for episode 100, you did 100 sketches.
Yeah.
So for episode 300, did 300 sketch ideas, and it took a long-ass time.
Yeah, it was a big, long-ass episode, but it's a great place to go and revisit some of your favorite people,
and
coming
see
up
them
with sketch ideas.
Live. Coming up with sketch ideas, saying some silly stuff.
And I'm on pretty early in the piece, too.
Yeah, aren't you like
both
first?
Of you guys are, you might be the first guest, and then you might be the second guest.
Nah, we're like fourth or something.
Fourth, okay, so apologies.
Anyway, I think we're hour three from my memory, but you know what? I don't really remember.
Yeah,
also, the pop test, too.
In the pop test, that's our science comedy quiz, where a bunch of comedians and some scientists come together, and we summarize a topic like, dinosaurs or
that'd be cool
or death or or one other electricity
sick
well
sounds good. You can get those wherever good podcasts are sold.
Where did you get this one? Look the same place.
Look in the same place. Except if you get it on Spotify. I think for some reason the ABC hasn't put up the pop test on Spotify.
Ugh, classic ABC
sons of bitches.
I hate making money.
Favorite employer.
All right, well, thanks ATV.
Thank you very much.